She's adorable. I think you're gonna fall in love. It's kind of hard not to.
I'm very excited.
Maya Carter is the curriculum coordinator for the Sitka Sound Science Center. She leads me down the stairs to show me the aquarium's newest resident, foreshadowing lines the hall on the walkover, from newly purchased octopus plushies on the merchandise table to a whiteboard attached to a door showing the Tlingit word of the day, nach, which is translated by the adorable octopus drawing below it.
Oh, look at her go.
The red and beige giant Pacific octopus sits on the rocky wall in the oval tank farthest from the aquarium's entrance, elevated from her tank mates. Her suckers stick on the glass to help her balance. Since her arrival at the Science Center in January, the octopus has grown to 12 times her initial size, yet she is still nowhere near as large as she will eventually become. An adult giant Pacific octopus can have an arm span of at least 15 to 16 feet. For the past few weeks, the Science Center has hosted a voting bracket contest to determine what the octopus will be named. 32 randomly selected names from donors, staff, and programming participants were listed for Sitkins to vote off one by one. For aquarist Matt Wilson, it was very fulfilling to see how excited Sitkins were during the whole process.
It's been really fantastic seeing the community engagement and people, you know, stopping me on the street to be like, what's the bracket this week? What's your pick? What's going on? Everybody always wants to know, and that's been fantastic.
The final showdown came on March 4th, when Sitkins were faced with the top two contenders, Clementine versus Matilda. Carter was pleased with the finalists that Sitkins chose, with each name encapsulating a different valued trait of the octopus.
Clementine, I think, represents how adorable she truly is, and what a delight it is to be able to see her and interact with her. Matilda, I do think, represents her sassier side or her more stubborn side.
Carter says that there was a 50-50 divide amongst staff as to which name they hoped the octopus would get. As somebody who has worked closely with the octopus since her arrival at the Science Center, Wilson was firmly on Team Matilda, as he felt the name best captured her quote-unquote troublemaker personality. Additionally, the name carries a lot of sentimentality to him.
That name was pitched by our Aquarium Science Club, and so that was really nice for us, just because I would love to see those students to be able to get a little bit more out of their time here, even though they've spent a lot of time here already.
And now, the moment you've been waiting for.
Should I do a little drum roll?
Let's do it.
Clementine. Clementine is her name.
With over 100 voters contributing to the final poll, it was a roughly 60 to 40% vote in favor of Clementine.
We're very excited that she has a reasonable and cute name, and we're excited to post it on signage and let people who visit the aquarium know that this is the name that the community chose for this octopus.
Next to Clementine's tank, Jesuit volunteer Stephanie Morris is siphoning the aquarium's interactive touch tank, filled with a variety of friendly starfish and sea urchins. Morris regularly interacts with Clementine through the education programming they help run, as well as visiting her during their personal time. Given their work with the Aquarium Science Club, Morris was on Team Matilda. Yet, they have a lot of hope for Clementine's future with her new name.
We associate that octopus feel emotions very differently than humans, but orange is their happy color, that orange or red, so hopefully she's a happy octopus.
While Wilson didn't get the outcome he was hoping for, he is glad Sitkins were able to make their voices heard throughout the voting process. Looking ahead to the future, Clementine is going to continue rapidly growing and will be moved to a larger tank. And while she will eventually grow to a point where she will be released back into the wild, Science Center staff are excited to continue welcoming visitors to meet Clementine and to engage more with learning about octopuses and the qualities that make them so unique. In Sitka, I'm Ryan Cotter.